You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
The passage that we'll read this afternoon is in 2 Samuel chapter 18.
我们要从第19节读起。
We'll begin on verse 19.
一直读到19章的第8节。
And we will read till chapter 19, verse 8.
天父，我们感谢你给我们机会聚集在你的脚前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather before your feet.
我们不只可以在饼杯中纪念你。
Not only can we remember you in the bread and the cup.
可以 proclaim, 可以宣告你自己奇妙的救恩。
And we can proclaim your amazing salvation.
我们也可以认出你的同在。
And we can recognize your presence.
我们更要感谢你。
We need to give thanks to you even more.
是你是一位一直愿意对我们说话的神。
Because you're a God who's willing to speak to us always.
但愿下午这一点点的时间,
May this little bit of time in this afternoon,
你再来对我们的心说话,
you may speak to our hearts again,
好让我们因为听见了你的话,
so that we can hear your words,
我们就活过来,
and be revived,
我们可以快跑地跟随你,
and we can run after you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 有些小孩,
some children,
一想到暑假快完了,
when they think that summer is ending,
他们在Facebook上面,
on Facebook,
他们就放一大堆会哭的样子,
they use a lot of emoticons for crying.
好伤心哦,
they're so sad.
暑假完了,
summer is ending.
要开始过苦日子,
hard times are beginning again.
暑假完了,
summer is ending.
对有些孩子是坏消息,
for some kids it's bad news.
但是我也知道很多妈妈,
and I also know many mothers,
做梦都会, sing hallelujah to the Lord.
They will sing hallelujah to the Lord in their dreams even.
终于完了,
it's finally ending.
哎呦我的天哪,
oh,
终于可以把他们送走了,
I can finally send them out again.
同样一件事,
it's the same thing.
对不同的人,
for different people.
会有完全不同的反应,
they will have different reactions.
很多的消息,
many news.
是好消息呢,
it's good news.
还是坏消息呢,
or is it bad news?
真的是看你怎么去看,
it's entirely dependent on how you look at it.
我读博士的时候,
when I was studying for my PhD,
最坏的坏消息,
the worst news,
是考qualify的时候,
was taking my qualify exam.
我的老板,
my boss,
他亲自来告诉我,
he personally told me,
你没过关,
you didn't pass.
我那个时候觉得,
at that time, I felt,
那是天下人间最坏的坏消息,
that's the worst news you can get in the world, ever.
我现在回头看,
now looking back,
那真是个好消息,
it's really good news.
因为如果我跟我那个老板真的让我他让我过的话,
because if he had passed me,
我要跟他写博士论文了,
and I had to write my dissertation with him,
我大概命都没有了,
I probably wouldn't even be alive.
就是因为我没有过资格考试,
just because I didn't pass my qualifying exam,
我后来乖乖地去找另外一个老板,
I went to find another boss.
哎呀, 我告诉你啊,
And let me tell you,
我这个新老板真好。
This new boss is so good.
好到不行了。
He's so good.
人生有的时候,
sometimes in life,
你觉得是好消息,
you think it's good news.
不一定是好消息。
But it's not necessarily so.
你觉得是坏消息。
You think it's bad news.
也不一定是坏消息。
That might not be so.
而且我那一次考博士资格考不及格。
And my failing that qualifying exam
让我后来碰到好几个考博士资格考不及格的人
allowed me when I met many people who had failed their qualifying exams
他们都活不下去了。
And when they couldn't live on
我可以安慰他们。
I can comfort them.
我如果从来没有不及格过,
if I never failed,
我根本不能帮助他。
I can't help them.
我们今天读的这段圣经,
today, this passage that we're reading
是在大卫生命中,
is in David's life
因着他的犯罪,
because of his sin
得罪了神,
offended God
神审判的手在他身上,
the hand of God's judgment was upon him
让他最爱的儿子,
to cause his most beloved son
亚沙龙,
Absalom
起来造反,
to rebel against him
不但把他赶走,
not only drove him out of the city
还要他的老命,
and wanted to kill him.
可是到了我们刚才读的这段圣经呢,
but when we come to this passage
是神居然用了别的方法 把亚沙龙给宰了。
Is God used different means to have killed Absalom?
我每次读到这段圣经的时候,
so when every time I read this passage,
我就一次又一次的被提醒。
Once and once again, I'm reminded.
神用来修理我们的东西,
what God uses to teach us a lesson.
永远都是我们心中的偶像,
will always be idols in our hearts.
亚沙龙是大卫的偶像,
Absalom is David's idol.
所以神用亚沙龙修理他,
and so God used Absalom to deal with him.
亚沙龙的头发是他的偶像,
Absalom's hair was his idol.
神就用他的头发把他吊起来,
and so God hanged him by his hair.
我们的神,
our God,
太有幽默感,
is humorous.
我们每一个人,
each and every one of us,
千万小心,
be careful,
不要把任何的人事物,
don't make anything, person, or event,
成为你的偶像,
your idols.
它是你的偶像,
if it is your idol,
就一定会好好的修理你,
then God will deal with you.
下午在讲道之前,
this afternoon before my sermon,
还有一个弟兄找我谈话,
a brother came to find me to talk.
过去6个月,
in the past 6 months,
他告诉我他活得生不如死,
he told me that he felt he might have been better dead.
他实在是苦得不得了,
he was so bitter.
He suffered so deeply.
Suffer.
谁让他这么苦呢?
And what caused this great distress?
他的心肝宝贝儿子,
his precious son.
当他在跟我讲的时候,
when he was telling this to me,
我差一点笑出来,
I almost laughed at him.
因为我想到我下午要讲的道嘛,
because I thought of what I was about to preach on.
可是我一想,不能笑,
and I thought, I can't laugh.
我这一笑他恨死我了的,
if I laugh, he's going to hate me.
我就想到我们的神太幽默,
and I think our God is so humorous.
但愿我们都记得,
I hope we can all remember,
在我们的生命中,
that in our lives,
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ,
必须永远居首位。
Must be always in first place.
永远不要把你的孩子。
Don't place your child.
你的妻子。
Your wife.
你的老公。
Your husband.
你的男朋友。
Your boyfriend.
还有你网络上的那些东西。
And all the things on the internet.
成为你的最爱。
Become what you love most.
因为如果那是你的最爱。
Because if those things are what you love most.
等着看吧。
Just wait.
当神对付了亚撒龙。
Once God has dealt with Absalom.
我们今天读的这段经文呢。
This passage that we're reading today.
基本上就是两大段。
Can be divided into two parts.
从十九节到三十二节。
From verse 19 to 32.
就是告诉我们这个消息怎么报告给大卫。
It tells us how this message was delivered to David.
哎，你有没有想过？
Have you thought about this?
这么大的一场战争呢？
This is a great battle.
圣灵只用五节的圣经。
The Spirit only used five verses.
去描写这场战争怎么打的。
To describe how this battle was fought.
但是怎么让大卫知道这场战争怎么打完？
To let David know what happened in this battle,
用了半章的圣经啊。
Used half the chapter.
那所以怎么让大卫知道这件事情？
So David finding out about this event,
一定是在神的心目中很重要。
Must have been very important in God's eyes.
才花了这么多的篇幅告诉我们怎么让他知道。
Which is why he used so many verses to tell us how it happened.
所以你读圣经，你千万不要傻里傻气就这样读过去啊。
So when you read the Bible, don't just gloss over it.
说这么简单的事应该照讲。如果我写圣经，就是大卫听说亚撒龙死了。
So you say something is so simple. You can, if I were writing the Bible, I'd just say David heard that Absalom died.
然后他很伤心。
And he was very sad.
不就搞定了吗？
And that's it, right?
圣灵为什么花这么多的篇幅啊、细节啊、仔细的在讲呢？
Why did the Spirit spend so many verses and so many details talking about it?
他要教我们什么东西?
What does it want to teach us?
你读圣经一定要能够找到这些东西。
When you read the Bible, you need to be able to find these things.
你才不会白读。
And then you won't have wasted your time.
然后第二段呢?
And the second part
是从18章的33节
begins from chapter 18 verse 33
一直到19章的第八节
and goes to chapter 19 verse 8
就讲到大卫听到这个消息以后他的回应是什么。
It talks about David's response once he had heard this news.
我们现在就花一点时间来看一看。
Now we can spend a little time to take a look.
这个消息怎么传给大卫的。
How this message was delivered to David.
十九节告诉我们。
Verse 19 tells us.
有一个人叫做亚希玛什。
There's a man called Ahimaaz.
他是沙都的儿子。
He's the son of Zadok.
当他知道亚撒龙被宰了以后
Once he found out that Absalom died,
他等不及了。
He couldn't wait.
他立刻去找大元帅约押。
He immediately went to the commander, Joab.
他跟他说什么呢?
What did he say?
容我跑去啊。
He said, let me run.
将耶和华向仇敌给王报仇的信息报与王知。
And take the news to the king that the Lord has vindicated him by delivering him from the hands of his enemies.
亚希玛什是谁啊?
Who is Ahimaaz?
我猜你们过一个暑假全部都已经忘记了。
I imagine you all forgot after the summer.
他就是在第十五章啊。
He is the one that appeared in chapter 15.
是大卫留在耶路撒冷城里面的谍报系统里面的重要一环。
He is an important part of the spy ring that David left behind in Jerusalem.
他也是和他的同伴后来还要躲到井里面的那一个人。
And he is one of the men that hid in a well.
也是他把亚撒龙的战略告诉给大卫的这个人。
And he is also the one that told of Absalom's strategies to David.
你如果记得
If you remember,
他是肯为着大卫牺牲他性命的人。
He is someone who is willing to give up his life for David.
现在他知道,
Now he finds out
这个危机过去了,
this crisis has been averted.
他非常开心,
He's very happy.
他很开心,
He's very happy.
他就假设王听到这个消息也会很开心,
He assumes that the king would also be very pleased by this.
所以他就迫不及待,
So he couldn't wait.
他要成为第一个把这个好消息报给王的人。
He wants to be the first to deliver this good news to the king.
所以他主动的要求去做这个事。
And so he proactively requests that he be the one to deliver the news.
可是约押不同意。
But Joab didn't agree.
约押跟他讲,
Joab told him,
你今日不可去报信。
You can't be the one to take the news today.
你要去吗? 过几天再去。
If you want to go, go after a few days.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为今天王的儿子死了。Because
today, the king's son has died.
你去报告的是我军大胜。If
you go and report that we won, we were greatly victorious.
王听见的是我儿子挂了。What
the king hears is my son is dead.
你以为你报的是好消息。
You think you are giving him good news.
王听见的是坏消息。
What the king hears is bad news.
很危险。
It's very dangerous.
千万别去。
Don't go.
那你知道约押给他这个建议啊?
Now you know this advice that Joab gives him.
是约押太认识大卫啊。
It's because Joab knows David so well.
他跟大卫多少年的交情啊?
How many years has he been with David?
他很清楚,
He's very clear.
两次有人给大卫报信啊,
Twice, someone delivered the news to David.
都给大卫, 咔嚓,
they were executed.
就宰了,
they were executed.
所以约押可不希望这一个亚希马实到时候也给大卫一怒拖出去斩了。
And he didn't want this Ahimaaz to also be executed by David.
这是为什么约押跟他说,
And this is why Joab says to him,
别去了,
Don't go.
那他听吗?
Did he listen?
他不听啊,
He didn't.
他非要去啊,
He really wants to.
又跑去吵啊,
And he went to argue.
约押再劝他,
Joab says to him again.
而且约押劝得很白啊,
And Joab is very clear.
我儿,
My son,
你报这信息,
This news you're delivering.
既不得赏赐,
you have nothing to gain. There's nothing that will bring you a reward.
何必要跑去呢?
Why do you want to go?
因为约押知道,
Because Joab knows.
这是个危险的事儿啊,
This is a dangerous mission.
如果要牺牲一个人去干这个事儿,
If he has to sacrifice someone to do this,
他绝对不会用这么重要的一个人,
He wouldn't use someone so important.
所以他选了谁呢?
So who did he choose?
他用一个外邦人,
He uses a Gentile.
一个古时人,
A Cushite.
让他去冒险算了,
He can take the risk.
那大卫要再宰了他也无所谓,
If David was going to kill someone, he can kill him.
你现在看出来, 看不出来, 约押这个人真是厉害。
Now do you see that Joab is really capable?
但是呢,
But also,
这个亚希马实太厉害,
This Ahimaaz is also very amazing.
Persistent.
Persistent.
他是不听劝的。
He doesn't listen to advice.
这个我发现呢, 就跟我们团契里面很多的小朋友一模一样。
And I have discovered that it's exactly the same as a lot of kids in our fellowship.
你跟他讲,
You can tell him something.
他听见了,
He's heard it.
但听见归听见了,
He's heard it.
但是他还是要坚持他要走的路。
But they still want to go their own way.
他非要试一试。
They want to give it a shot.
他不试,他不甘心。
They're not willing to let it go without giving it a shot.
那约押也知道,
And Joab knows.
你就是不让他试,
Even if you don't let him,
那他还是会偷跑的。
He will still run off.
我现在也知道,
And now I know too.
你们很多来问我的事情。
Many things that you come and ask me.
我就是说 no.
Even if I said no.
也是白说啊。
I said it in vain.
你也是偷跑的。
You're still going to run off.
所以这个亚西马什啊，约押就让他去吧。
So Ahimaaz, Joab just let him go.
他就跑了。
So he started running.
那我们真的还不知道亚西马什完跑了那么久。
We don't know Ahimaaz started running so much later.
他怎么有本事跑到那个古实人的前面？
How he managed to run ahead of the Cushite?
哦，这个圣经学者光是研究这个问题啊。
Biblical scholars have just to study this one, one thing.
我查了七本解经的书啊。
I studied seven commentaries.
每一本讲出来的理由都不一样。
Everyone had a different reason for why this happened.
我也佩服这些解经人的想象力。
And I'm very impressed by these commentators', imagination.
后来我才突然之间觉悟过来。
And suddenly I discovered.
那些解经的人无聊。
These commentators, they're just bored.
我也很无聊。
And I'm very bored.
既然圣经没有讲为什么他怎么跑的会跑到那个人的前面。
Since the Bible didn't describe how he ran and why he ended up running ahead of the other guy.
那就是表示那个不重要嘛。
That just means it's not important.
我花那么多时间去研究这个干什么？
Why am I spending so much time to study this?
我突然之间呢？
And suddenly,
我会觉得我跟小朋友一样。
I realize I'm just like the kids.
真会浪费时间呢。
I really know how to waste time.
做那些没用的事。
I do all kinds of useless things.
死了再玩，玩了再死，死了再玩。
You die and you play again, play again and you die.
你不是啊？
You're not like that?
哪有那么多时间浪费啊？
How do you have so much time?
那他们猜的那些想象力很有意思的。
And so their guesses are very imaginative.
有的人说他知道怎么抄近路。
Some said he knew some shortcuts.
有的人抄就是说他是特别会跑。
Others say he's a very good runner.
当然最厉害的一个人他是猜说那个古实人害怕不敢跑太快。
And a very good one, a good explanation is the Cushite was too afraid to run fast.
我们唯一知道的一件事。
So the one thing that we do know.
他先到了。
He arrived first.
他跑得快。
He ran faster.
那么当你仔细的读从24节一直读到27节。
When you read from, carefully from, verse 24 to 27,
圣灵用了这么多节的圣经,
the Spirit uses so many verses.
要告诉我们什么?
What does it want to tell us?
他要让我们看到大卫是多么的焦急啊。
It wants to tell us how worried David was.
大卫担心的不得了啊。
David was so anxious.
坐立不安啊。
He couldn't sit and he couldn't stand.
看见了没有?
Did you see?
是跑来的吗?
Did he run?
啊，是几个人啊?
How many people is it?
怎么回事啊?
What happened?
而且呢?
And?
很清楚地告诉我们。
It very clearly tells us.
大卫所关心的不是谁打赢了，谁打败了。
What David cares about is not who won.
他关心什么?
What does he care about?
亚沙龙怎么样?
How is Absalom?
他想知道的。
What he wants to know.
他最关心的。
What he really cares about.
就是那个正带着大军要来杀他的亚沙龙。
Is that Absalom who's leading a great army to try to kill him.
而且大卫。
And?
他不断地安慰他自己。
David tries to comfort himself.
他给自己讲出好多好多非常正面的态度。
He says a lot of very positive things to himself.
譬如说,
For example,
只有一个人跑来啊。
If he is alone,
这肯定是报好消息的。
Then he must have good news.
啊，后面又来了一个人啊。
And there's another guy running behind.
哎，那个人像谁啊？
Who does he look like?
哎，他可是个好人啊。
He's a good guy.
啊，他来报的消息也肯定是好消息啊。
He must have good news.
如果我把大卫在做的这些事
If I had to summarize these things that David,
那就是大卫用非常积极正面的态度面对难处。
Is that David is facing calamity with a very positive attitude.
而且他说的话全是正能量的话。
And all the things that he's saying are filled with positive energy.
你知道今天在网络上
You know that on the internet,
在很多的书里面
And in many books,
天天教你要有正能量，正能量，正能量。
Teaches you about positive energy.
哎，有正能量，到时候你就有好福气。
If you have good energy, then you will be fortunate.
什么事情都会很好。
Everything will be good.
我告诉你，那是鬼扯。
Let me tell you, that's nonsense.
大卫非常有正能量。
David is full of positive energy.
但是这一种迷信的态度。
But this kind of superstitious behavior
不会给人带来好运的
will not bring good fortune to people.
要记住
Remember,
一个人活在地上
a person living on earth,
真正会有好运
to really have good fortune,
唯一的一条路
and the only possible way,
远离罪恶
is to be far from sin,
敬畏神
fear God,
好好的跟随耶稣
and follow Jesus.
你就一定有好运
Then you will have good fortune.
你不敬畏神。
If you don't fear God.
你不远离罪恶。
If you are not far from sin.
你再积极正面的态度。
No matter your positive attitude.
再正能量的言语。
No matter what positive energy phrases you say.
不会改变。
It wouldn't change.
所有要临到你的坏事。
All of the bad things that will befall you.
亚西马斯来到大卫面前。
Ahimaaz comes before David.
他的第一句话。
The first thing he says.
在有一些英文版本里面的翻译。
In some English translations.
是 all is well.
It's all is well.
一切都搞定了。
Everything is done.
一切都没问题了。
Everything is...No problems.
中文是翻作
Chinese is translated
28节
in verse 28.
亚西马斯向王呼叫说平安了
Ahimaaz calls out, it's peace.
然后他下面就传达了一个事实
And then he communicated a truth.
A fact.耶和华你的神是应当称颂的，因他已将那举手攻击我主我王的人交给王了。
Praise be to the Lord your God. He has delivered up those who lifted their hands against my Lord the King.
这一句话
This sentence
是不是真的
Is it true?
是
Yes
真的
It's true.
但是这一句话是不是所有的真实
Is it the whole truth?
不是。
No.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.